Today we're building a dub siren framework in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is not to make some giant flashy lead sound. We're making a focused, repeating tension layer that feels like it belongs inside a drum and bass roller. Something that supports the groove, answers the drums, and adds that timeless dub pressure without stepping on the kick, snare, or bass. If you've ever heard a siren in a classic jungle or darker DNB tune and thought, why does that tiny sound feel so big? This is why. It's not just the sound itself. It's the phrasing, the automation, and the way it arrives at the right moment. So we're going to keep this beginner-friendly, use stock Ableton tools, and make the siren feel like part of the arrangement instead of a random effect tossed on top. First, create a new MIDI track and give it a clear name like Dub Siren FX or Siren Hook. That sounds like a small thing, but trust me, once your session fills up with breaks, bass layers, and transition clips, good naming saves your life. If you're building the full arrangement, stay in arrangement view so you can see the movement across 8-bar and 16-bar sections. If you just want to jam ideas first, session view is fine too. Now load a stock synth. Waveedable is a really clean choice here, but analog can work as well. Start simple. Use one oscillator only. Pick a saw or pulse wave. Keep the octave around 0 or maybe 1 octave up if you wanted to cut more, and don't go crazy with unison. 1 or 2 voices is plenty. The point is not to make a huge, wide supersaw. The point is to keep the source tight and let the movement come from automation. Drop in a MIDI clip with one note held for 1 or 2 bars. Then duplicate it across the section. We are not writing a full melody yet. We are building a repeating signal, like a call in the mix. In dub and DNB, that kind of repeating tone can become a hook all by itself if the movement is right. Next, shape the tone with auto filter. Put it after the synth. Start with a low pass filter, either 24 dB or 12 dB. Set the cutoff somewhere around 400 Hz to 1.5 kHz depending on how bright you want it, and keep the resonance moderate. A little resonance helps it feel more vocal and focused, but too much can get sharp fast. If the synth has an envelope with attack and release, use a medium attack and medium release. You want the note to breathe, but not smear all over the drums. This is a really important beginner habit in drum and bass. If the siren feels too harsh right away, don't just turn it up and hope for the best. Darken it a little, then automate brightness later. That way the sound has an arc, which makes it feel intentional. Now add a little saturation. Saturator is perfect for this. Put it after the filter and give it just a small drive, maybe 1 to 5 dB. Turn soft clip on if needed, and keep the output controlled. If you want a rougher, older feeling, you can put pedal before saturator, but keep it subtle. We want grit, not fuzz overload. A tiny bit of harmonic dirt helps the siren stay audible against a dense break and bassline without needing to blast it in volume. Now comes the fun part, movement. The easiest way to do this as a beginner is with clip automation. Open the MIDI clip and automate cutoff, pitch, volume, and delay send. Start small. For example, let the filter open slightly at the end of a bar. Let pitch rise or fall at the end of every 4 bars. Pull the volume down a little when the drums get busiest. Then let the delay send bloom only on phrase endings. That phrase ending idea is huge. Think in answers, not hooks. A dub siren usually works best when it responds to the drums, the bass, or a fill. If it appears every bar, it stops feeling special. If it shows up at the right moment, it becomes part of the conversation in the track. If you want a little extra motion, you can use LFO on the filter cutoff or waveedable position, but keep it very subtle. Sync it to something slow like 1 bar or 2 bars. Deep wobble is not the goal here. In DNB, the drums already move fast, so the siren only needs small shifts to feel alive. Sometimes less movement sounds more musical. Next, add echo or delay after the saturation. This is where the dub character really shows up. Start with a sync delay like an eighth note or dotted eighth. Keep feedback moderate, maybe 15 to 35%, and keep the wet mix low, around 10 to 25%. Filter the repeats so the low end stays out of the way and the top end doesn't get too bright. If you use ping pong, make sure it's not fighting the stereo space of your drums. For darker rollers, a more centered, filtered delay often works better. And here's a really useful trick. Automate the delay up slightly at transition moments, then pull it back when the drop lands. That gives you that classic dub signal into the next phrase feeling. It's a tiny move, but it can make the whole arrangement breathe. Now let's place the siren properly in the track. Don't treat it like a constant lead. Think of it as a phrase marker. In the intro, let it appear as short hits every 4 or 8 bars. In the build, open the filter more and increase the delay send a bit. In the drop, Use it in the gaps, not over every snare. In the breakdown, let it sit more exposed and atmospheric. Then when the second drop comes in, change that automation shape slightly, so it feels like a return, not a copy. A really solid roller structure could look like this. The first 16 bars are atmospheric with filtered siren stabs. Bars 17 to 32 bring in the break pattern and the siren appears at bar endings. Then in the full drop, the siren answers the snare every 8 bars. Later, the second phrase can bring back a brighter variation with more delay. That call and response structure is what makes the siren feel timeless. Now pay attention to volume. This part matters a lot. Use track volume automation or clip gain to tuck the siren back when the drums are busiest. A good starting move is to lower it by 2 to 5 dB during snare-heavy sections, then raise it slightly in breakdowns or at the end of 8-bar phrases. If you want to use sidechain compression, keep it gentle. You don't need the siren pumping hard. Just enough ducking to keep it out of the kick's way. And always check the siren both soloed and in the full mix. That's a big teacher note here. A sound that feels exciting alone can be way too aggressive once the break and bass are in. The real test is whether it supports the groove. If the siren is stealing the front seat, pull it back. The drums and bass should still feel like the main event. Once you've got a loop that feels good, resampling is a great next move. Record the MIDI siren to audio on a new track. Then trim the best hits, maybe reverse a tail into a transition, and add tiny fades to avoid clicks. This gives you a lot more control, because now you can chop it like a drum element. You can even freeze and flatten it if you want to print the delay and saturation character directly into audio. That often makes the siren feel more committed and more like part of the record. Here's a simple framework you can keep reusing. In each 8-bar phrase, use filter cutoff, delay send, and track volume as your main automation targets. Keep it simple enough that you can copy the pattern and vary it slightly. Maybe bars 1 through 4 are restrained, bars 5 and 6 open the cutoff a bit, and bars 7 and 8 bring in a pitch rise or delay burst before dropping back down. That kind of repeatable structure is what makes DNB arrangements feel cohesive instead of chaotic. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the siren bright from the start, because it gets tiring fast. Don't use too much delay feedback, or the tail will swallow the snare. Don't let it fight a vocal or main hook if your track has one. Keep it away from the sub-region, and don't automate everything at once. Start with one moving parameter, then add another. Too much motion can make the track feel messy instead of tense. If you want a darker, heavier vibe, automate the filter more slowly than the drums. Use a little distortion before the delay. Keep the siren mostly mono or narrow. Pair it with a re-space answer every 8 bars, and don't be afraid to automate silence. Sometimes pulling the siren out for 1 or 2 bars before a drop makes its return hit way harder. Here's a quick practice challenge you can do right now. Make a 4-bar loop with kick, snare, and a simple break. Add a 1-note siren using Wavetable or analog. Insert auto filter, saturator, and echo. Automate the cutoff so it opens a little in bars 3 and 4. Automate the delay so only the last hit in bar 4 blooms. Lower the siren by about 3 dB during the busiest drum moment. Then duplicate that idea into 8 bars and change just one automation move in the second half. Listen back and ask yourself whether the siren is supporting the groove or distracting from it. So the big takeaway is this. A dub siren in DNB works best when it feels like part of the arrangement. Keep the source simple, shape it with filter and saturation, and use automation to make it breathe with the drums and bass. The magic is in the phrasing, the restraint, and the timing. If you can make the siren feel like it's moving with the track instead of sitting on top of it, you've got a powerful roller tool that works in jungle, darker DNB, and all kinds of tension-heavy club music.